AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It was a quick meeting at the White House on infrastructure today. President Trump met with congressional Democrats. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
It ended in 3 minutes. The president says he told Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi he wants to work on infrastructure.
But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances.
Telling them to get their phony investigations over first. The president was furious. Pelosi, hours earlier, had accused him of a cover-up in the Russia probe. She says his walkout seems scripted to avoid talking infrastructure.
He just took a pass.
Pelosi says she'll pray for him, to which the president tweeted in reply, "Thank you so much for your prayers. I know you truly mean it." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Lawmakers in New York passed a bill that would allow President Trump's state tax returns to be released to congressional committees. Court documents show months before the FBI raided the Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen's office and hotel room, investigators were examining the flow of foreign money into his bank accounts and looking into whether the funds might be connected to a plan to lift sanctions on Russia. Cohen was not charged by Robert Mueller or prosecutors with anything connected to Russia. The mystery has not been solved about the racist photograph in the 1984 yearbook page of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam.
We could not conclusively determine the origin of that photograph.
An investigation failed to determine whether Northam is in the picture or a man in blackface standing next to someone in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe. A jury in Vermont found Stephen Burgoyne guilty of second-degree murder in the deaths of five teenagers in a 2016 wrong-way crash. The jury rejected the claim by Burgoyne. He was insane at the time of the crash on a local interstate. Flooding is a major problem in the center of the country. Amtrak suspended service along a route between St. Louis and Kansas City. This is AP Radio News. A popular app in Japan is helping people who are victims of groping.
Women in crowded trains and other public places in Japan often face sexual harassment, but are typically too afraid to seek help due to a sense of embarrassment. With the Digi app, victims can press a rebel groper icon to produce a written message saying, "There is a groper here, please help." With another press, the message turns red and a voice repeatedly says, "Please stop." The app also includes an alarm and can notify a designated email address when used, a feature that can also be used by children and their parents. Users can also locate crime-prone areas and police stations on a map. I'm Charles Soledesma.
Also from Japan, the foreign ministry wants the world to begin using the traditional order for Japanese names, with family names first. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe would be known as Abe Shinzo, as he is known in Japan. Foreign journalists will be asked to make the shift. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.